This week's honoree is a Bucks County native who connects at-risk youth to at-risk animals. And together, they help each other.
I think now I would have just say to my younger self, hold on a little bit longer.
That's Cheryl Ann Davis. At 30 years old, she's in her final year of undergrad at Temple University.
13-year-old me probably didn't think that I would see 18 years old, let alone 21, let alone 30, or going to college.
Cheryl Ann was just 10 when her mother died, leaving her and her 11 siblings without parents. Foster care, education instability, and homelessness became her reality.
It was a lot of different things that I experienced that kind of forced me to grow up.
By age 19, Cheryl Ann was staying at a youth shelter in Germantown. That's where she got introduced to Hand to Paw.
They can be so useful and so helpful to animals who immediately give them that positive feedback that they think, I have something to give.
That's Penny Ellison. She runs Hand to Paw. The Philadelphia-based nonprofit supports youth experiencing homelessness or aging out of foster care by connecting them to training on how to care for shelter animals. They also provide internships, life skills, training, and just plain old human connection.
Because a lot of these young people in the foster care system, they've been in many, many schools, they've been in many, many families, they've been in many, many neighborhoods. They just have no connection, and we try to be that place that creates the connection for them that they're lacking.
Hand to Paw was created in 2009 by a Penn student named Rachel Cohen. At the time, she was a volunteer at Paw's Grays Ferry. But walking home every day, she saw teens who appeared homeless, and many of them had pets. And they refused to go into shelters because the shelters wouldn't allow their animals.
She saw that kind of unconditional love they had for the animals. And at the same time, she knew that the shelter didn't have enough help. So she took those two sort of marginalized groups and put them together.
Hand to Paw started as a volunteer program. Penny was Rachel's professor at the time. And when Rachel graduated in 2012, she asked Penny to take over.
Since then, we have grown from an all-volunteer organization and a mainly volunteering program to having a paid staff.
Over the past decade, Hand to Paw has touched the lives of an estimated 1,000 youth, providing internships for about 100 of them. Some have gone on to work at doggy daycares or shelters and animal hospitals.
We hope that our young people go out not only to have a career that lets them make a living, but also be a resource to their other community members.
She has this energy that's really compelling and that she puts in as a labor of love.
That's Gwen Garrison. She nominated Penny Ellison for the Good Souls Project.
Penny Ellison is a good soul because she puts her whole heart into helping others.
For Penny, putting her whole heart in makes sense. She grew up in Warminster. Her family owned donut shops and loved animals.
All different kinds, dog, cat, guinea pig, horse, turtle.
So when the Penn grad eventually became a lawyer, she wanted to use her talents to help animals. So she taught an animal law and ethics course at her alma mater. That's how she linked up with Rachel and Hand to Paw.
Hand to Paw got me into the nitty-gritty of being in a shelter, seeing what it's like, learning how to clean kennels, cuddle kittens that are newborns.
But it also connected her with young people like Cheryl Ann, and those relationships changed Penny.
I think I was really naive because I grew up in an intact family that supported me. And I think I underestimated the challenges that the youth face.
And that's why Penny admires and empowers the youth at Hand to Paw. She's personally mentored Cheryl Ann since day one.
Her support for me isn't something that's going to stop at me because I've learned a lot from her. And so it's going to be something that I put back into the universe tenfold.
Cheryl Ann is set to graduate from Temple debt-free, a goal she'll reach in part thanks to Hand to Paw. The training got her a job at a doggy daycare and now at an animal hospital. Those earnings pay for housing, gave her the stability to pursue her education and the support to stay the course for her big dream, to become a lawyer.
I'm absolutely certain that she's gonna be able to do it.
And Penny will be there rooting her on And that's why Cheryl Ann agrees that Penny's a good soul.
To me, the purpose of life is contribution.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.